these days called in the Sforim Shoivavim. What is Shoivavim? It's brought down in Shalom Tshuva. Now we're hiding these honors by Shoivavim. Shoivavim is the Rosh Teves from Shmois Vaheiro. Boy, B'shalach, Shoivavim. Yisroi, Shpotim. The Sforim state that these days, Be'etzem, is the mocker to work on Kedusha. Shoivavim. Why Dafka to work on Kedusha and Shoivavim? So it's brought down, the Shari Tshuva brings down, Al Pida Ariya Kodesh, that one of the Yisayid of Shibud Mitzrayim, the Yisrael of Shibud Mitzrayim was with the Metaken, the Neshomes, from the Inyonim from Kedusha, from the Marishan, different Inyonim, the Mitzaytzes. In our Bata Midrashas, the Yeshivas, the Anoge was clapping the Inyonim from Kedusha, that they don't speak about it so much. Maybe not at all. This was the Anogen, unsere Yeshivas, the Litvische Yeshivas. Not because we don't know about it. And not because we're not machshivet. And not because we don't hold that you have to be Kodesh, Kodeshim Tiyu LaHashem Elokeichem. But our Anogen was that to misasik in it sometimes, das alein is a chisor in Kedusha. This causes a molchison kedusha to misasek. Adam over aveira balaylo, omer alavai veleiran yodom. When a person is misasek, and they tell him everyone is balaveiras, everyone has to do tshuva. So sometimes it causes a kind of kaltkeit. Still another one anoga says, the ma'isim dafredna of them. One anoga says, when you speak about it, you bring it up. So everyone. So, and then it causes the opposite. It's too analogous. It's maybe more. Our in Olam HaYeshivas and the Litvisha Yeshivas, the analogous Gabi Shevim was Avade Kodesh V'Tor Avshach. Went to the mikveh every time before he said a Shir Kloli. Everyone knew in Yeshiva. Come on, Rabbi Ben Beseir, Olach Olamed. But Rambam Shteit, but our Anoge Be'etzim was, and I'm saying, our Anoge is Nogeh to everyone. I'm saying, some of the Midrashas also fight it. But our Anoge is Be'etzim, the Anoge from Unzer Yeshivas, that the way to fight Kedusha is not with the negative way, it's with the positive way. So there's two ways with the positive way. There's one way with the fire from Torah. They state, yeah, the tumor, you ma'avir ba'esh. The esh is mevatel the tumor. But be'etzem, there's another chilek, and that's what I really want to misasik a little bit. But the person has to know that is an inyan from Kedusha. It's from state that shmois starts with a sheen. As Meram is the Indian from Shabbos. We have a Kedusha of Shabbos. And the Kedusha of Shabbos, Be'etzem, is a Mokoyim that is Marbe Kedusha. Gemara state, Oynas Tamil Chachomim, Erev Shabbos, Lerev Shabbos, what it means. Shabbos is Marbe Kedusha. Shabbos is Marbe Kedusha. And if a person knows how to hold a Shabbos, how to put Shabbos in his hands, how to mekabel Shabbos, how to accept Shabbos. So then he has a Eitzah. Then he has a Taira. Then things change. If a person knows how to hold a Shabbos, Shmuel Zalman Auerbach would say, Shabbos comes once in 7 days. Derech klal, yeah? Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that every 7 days a person has a Shabbos. Shabbos is Kodesh. Shabbos is full with Kedusha. Shabbos is full with Kedusha. And Shabbos, the food is Kodesh, the Achila is Kodesh, the Sheina is Kodesh. It's Be'etzem, the Chibur, the Guf, to the Ruchnias, and a Kodesh Dikaway. And when a person manages to Mechaber, the Guf, to the Kedusha, and the Kedusha Dikaway, he has a Ashpah, and all of the time when he's handling the goof, to handle it b'kedusha. While the Shabbos is the chibur, the kedusha to goof, so a person that knows how to handle the Shabbos and manages to receive the kedusha of Shabbos, so while he receives the kedusha of Shabbos, so b'meile he knows how achila is kodosh, sheina is kodosh, everything else is Kodesh. And while everything becomes Kodesh, b'meile, he manages to fight. And Hashem gave us that. And if a person will know how to have a Shabbos, a large, even more from a large, part of his nisyonos of Kedusha will disappear. And it's baduka menusa. It's not stama inyan sguli. It's baduka menusa. That a person that knows how to handle a Shabbos, a person that knows how to keep onto the Shabbos, he knows how to have a tfisa in Shabbos Kodesh, his nisyanis change. And that's what Rabbi Zalman said. People say, but how I can't? I can't control it. I can't control myself. But the answer is, Hashem made Choymer, and Hashem made Ruchnias. And Ruchnias, everyone has Ruchnias. Everyone has Choymer. And the Choymer and the Ruchnias are clashing the whole time, which doesn't work. And you don't have control on the Choymer. You want to have control on the Choymer, but you can control on the Choymer. But this is Kol Zman, you're not Mechaber the Kedusha to the Guf. When you Mechaber the Kedusha to the Guf, the Mele, your Guf becomes Kodesh. And the Mele, it's a different story. And Hashem gave it every 7 days. Every 7 days it's like that. If Hashem gave it every 7 days, he means that you need this medicine every 7 days. So a person doesn't take the medicine that he needs. And he wonders why he has a headache. He doesn't know why he's itchy. If you don't take the medicine, Azeidos. Even after the medicine, after we need siyata dishmaya. So the way to come to that, the way to be matzliach in this avoida, the secret of that tzloch and this avoida starts to have a Shabbos. And I want be'etzem a little bit to go in, how to have a Shabbos. Well, maybe in the end we'll metkashu it back, how with this avoida you could take your win the Kedusha and have an andere tfisa in the Kedusha. But the first thing is the avoida of a person is to have a Shabbos. How a person has a Shabbos? And like I said, all these things, it's so important to hear this vayidim on Shabbos. Because you're anyway going to have Shabbos once in 7 days. You could have it like Stamayid, Pepsi, with chicken, with meat. And you could have a Elik Shabbos Kodesh. So we'll start. The first part in Shabbos Chazal say, Misha Torach Be'erev Shabbos, Hu Yoichal B'Shabbos. Ha'olam Hazeh Chazal say, is Doimel Erev Shabbos. Mi she'torach be'erev Shabbos, hu yoichal b'Shabbos. What is the moshel of Chazal? Kipshuto is, if someone doesn't cook food before Shabbos, Shabbos you can't cook. So mi she'torach be'erev Shabbos, hu yoichal b'Shabbos. If someone prepares an erev Shabbos, he could eat in Shabbos. If he didn't prepare an erev Shabbos, he can't eat in Shabbos. Mi she'torach be'erev Shabbos, hu yoichal b'Shabbos. Aber be'etzem, it's not only legabi the food, mi she'torach be'erev Shabbos, hu yorichat b'Shabbos, we learn out of the parshas that is the inyan for nachone le'kovet Shabbos. The first chelik of the atzlocha of Shabbos is nachone le'Shabbos. The person has to prepare himself for Shabbos. What is the pshat to prepare himself for Shabbos? Is the Indian to have, Chazal say, nice clothes for Shabbos. I'm not saying, Bacher has to know. Some people have only a nice shirt for Shabbos. Some people have a nice suit for Shabbos. Some people have a nice yarmulke for Shabbos. Some people say, change the socks for Shabbos. Some people change the shoes for Shabbos. Some people have a special coat for Shabbos. I'm not saying now if someone can't afford it, now to start to collect money to change every little thing. But the first thing is the inyan to have to get ready for Shabbos. And it's a hanoga that a person has to build up. It doesn't mean that he has to build it in 1 minute. But I'm trying mamish to start with the chitzonius, that everyone could start to tap it. And eventually to go to the very tifa ruchnias. Person starts with clothing. He has special clothes for Shabbos. Yeah, but he has to know. It's not a chokmah. I see sometimes some guys, they have a special tie for Shabbos. Yeah, that was not anything blue or green or pink. It's all these alochas. And imamish thinks that he's doing it lekavod Shabbos. But when you see that bocher Shabbos afternoon when he goes without a tie, yeah? So that bocher bichlal doesn't wear a tie lekavod Shabbos. Because Shabbos afternoon is more Shabbos than Shabbos in the beginning, yeah? When the Elam gets dressed for Shabbos, he gets dressed for Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon is more cool to go without a tie, or to go half open with it, so he really doesn't. So he's not wearing the tie to cover Shabbos. He's not. He's not getting ready for Shabbos. Sure. Everyone gets dressed nice. He also wants to look nice. He wants to look strange. He puts a pink one on. Lama shane. But He's not getting ready to cover Shabbos. No. When he's speaking about to get ready, he dresses himself to cover Shabbos. He prepares himself to cover Shabbos. Cuts his nails to cover Shabbos. He takes a shower to cover Shabbos. If he's likely to go to the mikveh to cover Shabbos. But he does it that it's a part. Meaning to say, I'll tell you the nafkimina. I'm not saying that you have to. Moshe, sometimes I go away for Shabbos. Chutz la'aretz, I have to go away. So I have a talis for weekday and a talis for Shabbos. Yeah, I don't know if it's really taken nice, but I have to. So I put in my suitcase two talis. So my Rebbe tells me, you're going for 3 days. Manifshach. I want to take the Shabbos one, put them in the tefillin zekel, and wear it for 3 days. You know, how they charge and everything, luggage, it's a ganz halachos of airports, yeah? It's a whole zach. It's a whole. I don't understand. If I have 2 talisim for Shabbos, so I have 2 talisim for Shabbos, even if I'm going away for a Shabbos for 1 day. Because a person goes away for a Shabbos. So it makes a cheshbon, you know, take 2 hats, 1 hat, you know, the week that is okay, manage. It's raining. I'm not saying that how he will take a Shabbos hat. I don't say he has to spoil a Shabbos hat and have a place that he's going to. But I'm saying the first Aleph base, a person prepares himself lekovet Shabbos. The hachone lekovet Shabbos. When a person has a hachone lekovet Shabbos, that makes the Shabbos to be a different Shabbos. So it's in clothing, and he builds himself up. Talis cotton special lekovet Shabbos. I'm not saying that he has to do tomorrow, go spend another 1,000 shekel to buy everything new for Shabbos. But he starts, lat lat, to have everything special to cover Shabbos. It could take him a while. He will feel he has something else. He has something else. G'doyle oilom, but his Shabbos will take off the Shabbos clothes. We hope that Malk is also in him. No, it's only for Shabbos. Shabbosan will take off the shtreimel, miyad motzi Shabbos. That's for Shabbos. Big day Shabbos had something special, it's lekovet Shabbos. Then, Chazal say, the place has to be Shabbos-dik. It doesn't mean Avada person hopes Bez Hashem will have a nice house with a Yiddish Efroy, you know, candles, mamash, this is his dream. You go into his dira, there's no little tablecloth on the table. Shabbos, he thinks that Shabbos starts when you get married, yeah? But because Kala and Shabbos gates is Amen. So if he's a Bach, he doesn't have to have it. And that's how you have to. Also, in your house, you don't have to. There's no difference. If I can't, you start. You have a little tablecloth in your room. You put a tablecloth. You make a Shabbos dik. You clean the room for cover Shabbos. It's small little things. Rabbi say, Shabbos is giboit of them that from Chitzonius you can come to the Kedusha. Well, so Hashem will come. I want to go to all the steps. But the Chitzonius brings, the Gemara brings down, Rove Molach Shibuse, Rabzeir Machich Reishe, Shteid in Chazal, the Amiroin prepared for Shabbos. Mitzvah Bo Yoisami Beshluchoy. I don't understand. I'm not prepared for Shabbos. You know, there's a lot. Maybe they cooked for every day. You know, Mitzvah Rove, G'day Le'oilo. They went into the kitchen. Why? They wanted to have a Tfisa in the Achonel Kovet Shabbos. I'm not saying that every bacher could start to prepare food for Shabbos. I don't know if it's an Indian. Maybe it's better to eat in yeshiva. Yeah, I'm not trying to say now, oh, to mekadosh the meals and the diras. Chgenish tarayin to them. But to prepare for Shabbos, it could be, Lamazayin, he wants to have some rogalach. He goes to the store and he buys some rogalach that he will have in his room. Or he pinches it from the dining room at 11 o'clock. Lamashane, yeah? But he prepares. He prepares for Shabbos. I'll tell you, you get older, but you do something like cover Shabbos. Peel a potato. You know, just put, you know, take off the chunpat and put it back on the fire like cover Shabbos. I'll tell you, when you will know that what I said now went into you, when you'll be 80 years old, sorry, 90 years old, 100, we'll say 100 years old, you can't move already, you're in a wheelchair, yeah? 100 years old, and your kids, your Eniklach, will wheel you into the kitchen, that they'll let you Zayde to pick up the pot and to put it down on the fire, because the Zayde will nach and efesh lekov and Shabbos, you will know that you passed it. You passed the test. But your Eniklach know, the Zayde will nach and efesh lekov and Shabbos. He had to prepare something lekov and Shabbos. So they bring him in to do something, to press a button. To do something with Kovet Shabbos. In the Suda, maybe it was with Kufa, I was marked with Mamish to do something with Kovet Shabbos. If not, do the food, just to put on the fire. I came to my Shvonger, it was 10 years ago. I came to my Shvonger for Shabbos, he had a Shabbos Bar Mitzvah. I said, I have to do something for the Suda. He said, it's catered. I said, come take me. He said, no, we're eating in, you know, that place, in that yeshiva where it is. Everything is catered. I said, I have to go there. I have to do something with Kovet Shabbos. So it's done, the keys are locked, they're ready to prepare it. I said, I'm happy to do something to cover Shabbos, and I have to prepare something in the food. Get me the keys, I want to do something to cover Shabbos. The kids said, everyone was upset with me, you know, Erev Shabbos, you come into a place. I said, this is my Hanogen, I'm not changing it. That time was that my Hanogen. So anyways, so I remember the kids said, they got the keys, we got to the place. The Maizia, what was interesting, the mice had a mistake, the fire went off under the chant. If we would not go there, the mice would be no food for Shabbos. Beschar that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh to me, that I put on the fire for Shabbos, and the mice, the whole food of Shabbos was in my chus. I managed to do Lekovet Shabbos. It's a small little thing. I want to tell you, it's a small little thing. But this is Eilik. Rove, Rabzeire Machrich Reishe, Rove Molach Shibute. Prepare Lekovet Shabbos. Prepare Lekovet Shabbos. I'm saying, we're starting Mamish with Chitzonius. But if we take it, the first step, the person decides, he's preparing Lekovet Shabbos. His clothes will be different Lekovet Shabbos. His room will be Mesudah Lekovet Shabbos. He will rinse himself Lekovet Shabbos. Clean himself Lekovet Shabbos. Prepare food Lekovet Shabbos. He comes to a family for Shabbos. He goes over, if I could do something, it's okay, no, I have a hakpada to do something to cover Shabbos. I want to tell you, it looks like a narishkeit. You start to do it, you pick yourself on a different level. The Amiroim didn't do it stam. They didn't have extra time, Amiroim HaKadoshim. The Amiroim were lemala b'kodesh. But they knew, you need to have achone. All of this is a chefze v'mitzvah. So why the Gemara says mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchoi, it's not a hechshel mitzvah. The achone l'shabes, zeu kvoidei shel Shabbos. This is the tzura of Shabbos. I want to go weiter. The achone from Erev Shabbos. We're only on the achone. The main part of the achone is to be ready for Shabbos. The Gemara says, on the Amiroim, Hoyo Yoshev u'metzapel likras ha-Shabbos. What we call Tois for Shabbos. To mekabel Shabbos early, and to wait for Shabbos. Not to do meloche before Shabbos. Not to jump out of the shower a minute before Shabbos. You know, those people, they jump out of the shower, or suffolk already, it's shkir or not. Yeah? You're ready for Shabbos before Shabbos. The Gemara says on the Amiroim that they sat with the talis. When Shabbos will come. He was sitting there waiting when Shabbos will come. Yoshev u'metzapel likras ha-Shabbos. Yoshev u'metzapel likras ha-Shabbos. Every person that is Oisik in the Achone for Shabbos, the first thing is, you take Ana Kabbalah. If Lich Benchin is 4 o'clock, a quarter to 4, 10 to 4, 3:30, everyone has time. He doesn't do Meloche. He's waiting for the Shabbos. He's waiting for the Shabbos. The person has to have such a Hanoge to wait for the Shabbos. He wants to Mekabel the Shabbos to wait for the Shabbos. This is a part of the Achone. Shbokh was mezakeh me. I almost tried to wait for the Shabbos. To be kabbal the Shabbos, the achone. And this is easy. I'm telling you, all of these things that I'm telling you now are easy. There's no yichudim. There's no kavanas. You don't have to give up on your sleep. You don't have to give up on your eating. You're allowed to do everything on Shabbos. We're just preparing ourselves to cover Shabbos. I was 5 years, where it is, 10 years ago maybe, almost. I was in America for the summer. I wanted to come back for Shabbos. So I'm a Kohen, so I can't fly from JFK. Because there they put Mason in the plane. So there's one flight that the Kohanim could fly is from Newark. There, 2:30 in the afternoon, you're allowed to fly, there's no Mason. I come to Newark, 2:30 to fly. And we come to the airport, we're waiting 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, plane is delayed. We're expected to land in Tel Aviv Ben Gurion 6:30 in the morning, when the Cheshvan is really 8:30. Then they say, like in the Lautzvah, and the Mach is not, and we saw it's a delay, we'll take another hour. Like a Cheshvan, instead of 8:30, when you came 9:30, Seder. Now, Shabbos, my Shabbos was like 5:36, Seder. Then they say again, we're really sorry, there's another delay. You make a cheshbon instead of 9:30, 10:30. So they say, oh, you know, every time cuts a part of the salam. You know, 10:30 of Shabbos, the man says 8 hours, it's not so late. I'm waiting a little bit more. We say again, we're really sorry, there's another delay. Cheshbon, it's 10:30, quarter to 11. Say that, of Shabbos, I had chalas with me and wine to take it to the days. Say that. Waiting then. Say, we saw there's another delay for another hour and a half. When Cheshvan is really after Chatzos, Erev Shabbos, the Ramos says that Maflik Leretz Yisrael, you're allowed to, because maybe it'll be a good wind, but maybe it could be Mekel to come. My wife is waiting. Shlem Bayis. Say that. And then it becomes like we see a whole Lebedik and Matzev, and then someone goes out, stands up there on Chveis, and calls all the people from the flight. We're really sorry. We found the problem. There's a broken piece in the plane. They're bringing it from JFK. And very soon they'll let you to know when exactly they're leaving. Wait a little bit more. the plane will be leaving 1 o'clock by night. They're giving out vouchers, you could buy drinks and things there. Make a cheshbon, arrive in Tel Aviv Ben Gurion 6 o'clock. I think Shabbos was 6:05, something like that. Kids, sir, it's not shaykh to go. So all the different people, you know, leaving the airport. I'm left with another person, and this lady comes over to me, tells me, her husband asked her to ask the shayla. I said, what's the shayla? If she's allowed to take the flight. I said, you keep Shabbos? I said, yeah. I said, so what is the shayla? She said, she's here with a group of boys and girls from Birthright. A very bad group. They never kept Shabbos before. It's the first time they're going to Israel, yeah, they're going to Israel to hopefully they'll touch Shabbos. And if they cancel, Birthright, I don't like this whole idea, Shabbos, not Shabbos, Dalton, you know, not to, to mix religion and the trip to Israel, yeah. And the Mele, if they cancel this flight, the Mice is coming before Shabbos, these kids, and told us in Elal that they will put us in a hotel in the airport. Until today, I never found a hotel yet. Up as a hotel in the airport, and they'll put us in the hotel. The goyim will take the suitcases. There's no problem to go on the plane. So she wants to know if you're allowed to take the flight, or you're not allowed to take the flight. So I said, call over all the kids. So it's a group of 50 kids. Everyone came over. I said, listen, it's a very big shayla. I said, there's a chosh of a rabbi. He's called Rabbi Belsky. He's in charge of the OU, a circle and a half a circle inside. I said, if all of you agree, we'll phone him, we'll track him down, and we'll ask him what he says we will do. Okay? Everyone voted, Belsky. So I called Rabbi Belsky, he was in the mountain giving a dafayomi. I asked his Rebbetzin if she could take the phone and go into the shir, said it's very important, he's the captain, he's calling from the airport. I need to know what to answer. Kitzur, she said, her son-in-law, he went into the shir, Kitzur's phone, there's a whole matzav there. And Lemaisa, he passes, he's not allowed to take the flight. So, kids, I come back to his kids. The Psak Rav Belsky is, you're not allowed to take this flight. Say we go back to the desk there, we say, we're not taking the flight. Kids, the pilot comes out, starts to yell at us, you know, you're causing Chil Shabbos, because if I leave now, says, I will fly much quicker. I could fly quicker, I could get at 5 o'clock. And I'm planning to do that, he says. But now that you take off this group, you know how much I'll take off the suitcases of all these kids, because we can't fly with suitcases that don't belong to the passengers that are not flying, you know, I for sure will be late. I said, it's your problem. Don't fly the club. I'm not going to back. He says, because I could fly quicker, so it's not called that I'm passing it out as rules. So mainly I will make sure that you will never get back your tickets. And I'm telling these kids, you have a you're masking to Mekayim Shabbos for the first time in your life. Don't give up. He's yelling. I'm yelling back and forth. Kids, these kids turn over to me. Tell me, listen. We know what will happen. In a couple of minutes, the flight will leave. You will go to Lakewood. We came from Miami, Moyaco. We don't have where to go to. We'll stay here in the airport. If you're promising to bail Shabbos with us together, we stay. But if when it finishes the flight, you're going to one of your friends, we're going on the plane now. I said, deal done. I'm staying here for the whole Shabbos with you. We'll manage. I'll stay with you in the airport the whole Shabbos. We'll make a Shabbos together. Okay, so the guy starts to yell again. I'll make you lose your tickets. He runs to the plane, the pilot. He closes the door, and the plane goes off with the clothes, with the suitcases, with everything. They were left with nothing, only with the clothes that they had. And they didn't have a lot, yeah? The kids, we rushed to go to the, I called right away, Rav Avilal. They put us in the Ramada Inn in Newark. It's a place, no mamish, no dimoyon to the place here. Mamish Ale Dalton, mamish, everything is black Dalton. It's mamish hotel, mamish Ramada in Newark. Kids, I wake up in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I see I can't open my eyes. Can't open my eyes. You know, when I was busy, I didn't realize what group I'm busy with. Yeah. Shatzach Tzu, 50 teenagers, noch a ganze Nacht Dalton, Dalton. You know, Malachim Ovis is Merake Dalton. You know, but I'm going to stay with them for Shabbos, you know. Not Megair, you know. Because I called my Rebbe, Shabbos Chosra. I said, Rebbe, I promise to stay here for Shabbos. I didn't promise lavar al divrei Torah. It's not shaykh. So you promised from Hashem, you're staying there for Shabbos, it will work out, Hashem will give us the other Nishmaya. Be stark, don't be mevata, nothing from the halachas, Hashem will help you, and you put down the phone. I have to stay. So I called two talmidim of mine, one lives in the five towns, I stay by him for Shabbos, every Shabbos from that Shabbos. I said, please tell your wife to cook Shabbos. And book yourself two rooms in the hotel, please. And bring yourself a teres and durm and everything. And please come to be with me for Shabbos. Put down the phone. Then I called another guy that was living in Lakewood. I said, I need 10 bochrim to come to make me a minyan. But in one condition, no one is doing kiruv. You're not allowed to speak only to me. I don't need no kiruv. So avera for you to speak to these people. Again, no one is doing kiruv. The only one you can speak to is to me. You're not allowed to speak to no one around. When the Torah, I said, we need, for part of the group, I said, we need help, we need more rooms. They gave us another rooms. Good, sir. In the morning, you know, I go down, I meet the guy in charge, Elal sends food for Shabbos, you know, we cash at the kitchen. Good, now I'm going to hold halachas. And we had a safateira, the safateira comes. I realized where I'll put a safateira. You can't leave it in the rooms, because the rooms go there with cards. So in Shabbos, you can't close the door when you go, because you can't open it. So you have to leave the door open. So, you know, they bought a sefer, I think they bought it from Dalche. You know, the sefer will disappear, you know. So I go over to the manager. His name was Mr. Pakel. He was the only white person in the whole place, from Italy. Ali Gewendolten Grace. And I go over and I say, you know, we have here the Bible, the real, you know, what Shboch gave us, Miss Sinai, and we need a special place to put it. If we could put it in your office, please. You know, like a 24 office, the manager says the whole time for the hotel. I said, if you want, he says, no problem. He right away calls, you know, his manager, and the helper there, with a tablecloth. On the middle of the table, we put a sefer in, yeah, they put flowers around it, managed like, you know, I felt back in Al Sinai. And I'm about to leave the room, he gives me a tap on the back, this guy, Mr. Pakel, and tells me, Rabbi, I could ask you something. He says, when no one is around, I'm allowed to peek. I want to see the real Bible, you know. I heard about it for years, you know, the Bible is here. And I want to see, you know what, they call him, yeah, God from Hashem. I think to myself, Nish poshta pi alocha bichlau to bring a sefer Torah with the other for one time, 3 days, I'm not going out to the alochas. Yeah, I need now a goy to touch it. So I don't know, I'll tell you the truth. Our religion doesn't let to touch. Someone that doesn't belong to our religion is not allowed to touch it. But because you're so nice to us, I want to tell you a secret from inside. Be very careful, because sometimes when you touch it without permission, it starts to buzz very strong. So just be careful. From that minute, he didn't come close to the table. He just didn't know how, you know, how close you come, it buzzes. And, you know, he would walk around. So we came to Erev Shabbos. Now, all of these kids felt that I could have gone to a different place. I stayed for them. So the whole Shabbos, they wanted to show that they're very... So Lel Shabbos, before Kabbalah Shabbos, we were sitting together, and I told him, it says, Likra Shabbos Lechu V'Neilcho. What is Likra Shabbos Lechu V'Neilcho? So Shabbos comes. Shabbos comes. Now, when a person comes to visit his friend, it's three chetimtzes. Lamazon, you go to someone's house, you knock on the door, come to visit him. So there's three options. There's one option, you come to your friend. You come, someone is waiting for you outside. Wow. You're welcome. Sometimes no one is waiting outside. No. Sometimes you come, the door is locked, there's nowhere to go into. You know you really were not expected, yeah? Shabbos is the same time. Sometimes... Someone comes to Shabbos, he's waiting for Shabbos. Shabbos knows she's welcome. Some people, they jump out the shower. Yeah, Shabbos is not sure if she was welcome or not. Some people, Shabbos comes and they're playing a game, they're playing ball. Shabbos knows she's not accepted. I said, but you kids, every week Shabbos comes, baseball game. Shabbos knows you know, she's not welcome. It's the first time in your life, that you decide to tell Shabbos, I love you, Shabbos. You gave up on a trip to Israel. You don't know if you're getting your ticket back or not. You decide to stay here in Newark. 12, not an hour, not two and not five, not seven and not eight. 24 hours before Shabbos, you gave up on a trip to Israel to keep Shabbos. You know how Shabbos feels warm? You know how Shabbos feels loved by you? This Shabbos that Shabbos feels loved. This Shabbos that Shabbos feels so close to you. Shabbos is coming towards you. Shabbos is coming towards you. This Shabbos. Maybe we'll try to give hands together and try to keep the rules of Shabbos. And I told him, I'll tell you b'ktzara the rules. You know, you're not allowed to carry outside the hotel. Not open on lights. So you're not allowed to use the elevators. Said, so, you know, they opened the emergency doors. We have, I showed him, you know, we have two here and two here. You know, we had all the emergency doors open that we could go up in Shabbos. I said, but not to use the elevator. If you get stuck outside your room, you're allowed to tell a goy beremize. We made Erev Chatzeres. All the halachas. Try. Little Shabbos, 2 o'clock by night, I felt a lot of responsibility. Because Lamaise, I told the kids, you're not allowed to lock the door when they leave the room. Because you can't get in with a card. From inside, you could close it with a key. But from outside, if you lock it, you can't open. There's no keys, only the cards. Myself, you know, this place, teenagers leave the doors open. You never know when you come back who was waiting for you inside, yeah? So 2 o'clock by night, I felt responsibility. I'm going to check if everyone is doing all right. I get up 2 o'clock by night. I'm going down to the emergency steps. I don't know if you try to walk once. Emergency steps are not gishmak to walk, even during the day in a normal place, yeah? For sure not 12 o'clock, but 2 o'clock by night in Newark, yeah? It's the last thing I'm telling you for Alessoinim, yeah? But I have to, you know, I felt responsibility. I opened the door, I started to go down the steps, I'm Amish Pachad Moves. I started to walk, and I hear someone is coming from the bottom. I'm starting to walk slower, he also walks slower. Kids, I know I can't run away. Even if they kill me, Chodsh, that I will come to Kedar Yisrael, because I could be dead here, no one will find me in the steps. You know, I said, Rebbe Shem, you know I did it for you, at least that my wife will not stay almone, at least that my kids will know where is the father. I said, I'm not asking you to save me, but Chodsh Kedar Yisrael. Chodsh Kedar Yisrael. I'm carrying on walking down the steps, Pachad Moves. In the middle of the steps, I meet two kids from the group. Two girls. They're 20 years old, shivering, holding hands, skin exactly like me, yeah? Say, Rabbi, we're keeping Shabbos for the first time in our life. We're walking up the steps, we'll never take the elevator. Now, I don't want to go over to the whole Arichas. I can tell you, 24 hours, the whole Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, we became very close over the whole Shabbos, for sure. I knew that my task is to learn Tzoras Balas Hatnai, so Hasoito, Hashem didn't send me the world to Mekarev. There's enough people that are fighting to do Kiruv today, yeah? If I will start to do Kiruv with these 50 people, I'll stop to learn. I didn't come to the world for that. There's enough people to do that. So Motzei Shabbos, Miyad Nocha Binutam, I went into the car, and I left the airport. I said, I have to rush. I didn't take numbers. I didn't take contact numbers. I said, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu has his ways. You have that lady that's in charge. She could take care of them. I have to learn Torah. 3 years later, I was staying by these people that came. So these people that came to me for Shabbos, they bought the food, they bought everything. Every time I go to Shabbos to Five Towns, I stay by them. They came to stay by me, I come to stay by them. I'm sitting there in the middle of the meal, and someone tells me, sitting there, a bacher, looks like just became from, yeah? Tells me, Nissen Kaplan? I say, yes. Says, Ramada in? I say, yes.